Welcome to Unhinged with your host, Teresa Romer, motivational speaker, fashion expert, and fashion guru.
We are here. Guess who we have today as our guest? G, the director. I don't even know if I know his real name. Because right. I have never called him his real name. I've always called him G, the director. Mm-hmm. I think when I was introduced to you back in the day, they introduced him as G, the director. Right. So I was not introduced as anything but G, the director. So that's all I ever... You're even in my phone as G, the director, the bomb.
I love
it. Not the bomb. It says G, the director, the bomb. I don't know why. But anyways, guys, this is G, the director. We have known each other now for,
2016?
Yes, I think it was. So how we actually met was...
Amazing.
You were the director?
Producer.
Right. Producer for the Gucci Mane video that was shot at my house.
Infamous. Legendary. Right?
Right? So, guys, like... I got to actually watch him work that day and night.
Right.
You know, they were like, oh, it'll just be about 8 hours of filming. I think the film crew got there like 8 a.m. and we didn't finish until 1 or 2.
In the morning.
In the morning.
So it was crazy. Atlantic called me. We had 48 hours to find a beautiful house. It's just crazy looking back at how we just made that happen, but. Couple of my production guys, we're just on the hunt for a house. We had no time. We just had to hurry up and look for it. They came across this beautiful estate, you know, owned by a lady named Teresa Romer. And
which at that time, my closet and my house had been
pretty known.
Pretty well known.
Just a little bit.
It had been uncovered
and
in the public since 2014.
Right.
So pretty much everybody in Houston, for sure.
It wasn't hard to find. So like two of my guys found the same house, got on the phone with you, I think like the night before. We were trying to just hash out the details and everything.
Like literally the night before.
Yeah.
And we had to get a contract signed and agree on everything.
Security.
Everything. Yeah. Yeah.
And we did it all in less than 48 hours. Full crew production. Shout out to the director, BLB. Shout out to Atlantic Records. Shout out to my boy Gucci. You know what I'm saying? It was dope. Shout out to my co-producer, David Wynn. Couldn't have done it without him. And it was a success. And like you said, me and you just been rocking ever since. It's just been.
And we've traveled together. We filmed together. You know, we've done series at my other house before. We're doing series here now. I mean, like, it's just, it's amazing how God puts other people in other people's lives.
Thanks.
You know?
Thanks.
So why don't we give them a little background? Like, how did you get into producing videos for musicians and singers? And I mean, like, that's not all you do. I mean, like, you do so much, you know. So where'd that come from? Like, what got you into that? Like, did it come right out of high school or just?
It actually did. Around high school, I was just around the music scene a lot. Shout out to Money Fam, shout out to Grip Boy, shout out to Point Blank. I was just nurtured in the music business, you know, from those guys. Mm-hmm. And as time came on, my cousin Rex, he got a camera. We went to L.A. I was just going to L.A. just to have fun.
Mm-hmm.
He had this dope camera, though, and he was just telling me about the film production business and all that. And I just saw the opportunity to utilize all my resources in the music business.
Right.
I just seen an avenue, a lane.
So at that point, as a child and growing up, were you in music too? Or it was just later on in life, high school-y time?
Always was just an entrepreneur. Always was a hustler. Always had some kind of hustle going on. So I was always just intrigued by opportunity. And I always took heed of all the opportunities in front of me. So I feel like this was just a gut-wrenching opportunity I knew I had to take on. And slowly but surely, I just kept working hard. I kept staying busy, which is what I always just preach, staying busy and consistent. And it just led me to start working with people like Beyonce and Future and Gucci Mane and A$AP Rocky. The list goes on. Pretty much everybody in Houston, as far as, like you said, management to videos to just kind of producing different events. It's just been all opportunities, you know what I'm saying, that I've definitely just really...
And I even saw back in the day, you know, couple years ago, was it a couple years ago? During the whole George Floyd stuff, I mean, you were filming throughout that whole thing. I mean, right. Like, I saw you, like...
Rest in peace, George Floyd.
Right.
I actually did a video for Comcast that was played at his funeral at Jack Yates for a ceremony. I was blessed to do that via through Comcast, and also did like a ceremonial kind of slideshow of his pictures and his childhood, and that was definitely dope to do, and I'm honored to have been, you know, chosen to do that. But shout out to Kim Gagne for putting me in that.
Another friend of ours.
Another big friend of ours who I've met through you, so shout out to her.
Mm-hmm.
And
if you don't know who Kim Gagne is, she used to be the executive producer for the Steve Harvey Show.
Multi-Emmy Award winner, right?
Yeah.
So, I mean, big ups to her for putting me in that position. But, yeah, that was super dope. That was a monumental time. But, yeah, I mean, amongst just kind of collaborating with Beyonce and Be Good as far as a nonprofit, also have a nonprofit now. That's mm-hmm. where most of my energy has been going, just trying to make sure the nonprofit is doing what it's supposed to do. But, yeah, it's...
So if you had to tell me or tell us, mm-hmm. who has been your biggest mentor? Like who do you feel like you've really learned the most from in life?
It's not just one person in life or in business.
Got you where you're at.
My mother, for sure, hands down. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Definitely wouldn't be where I'm at without her mentorship, without her guidance, without her help along the way.
And how important is that? I mean,
right.
like so many people don't have that.
Right.
They don't have that family structure. They don't have that mom or that dad that they are learning from. Right. You know, they've got to go out there and learn the hard way.
You're right. So, I mean, I could definitely give it to my mom. As far as the industry, a list of people. You know, I definitely had a lot of people who kind of showed me the ropes, starting off with a guy named Mo Bang. That was one of the first video shoots that I went to. A guy named Young Chill. The actual director of the Gucci Man shoot, BLB. I was just with him this weekend. Shout out to BLB. All these cats just collectively just kind of, you know, pieced up.
Right.
What I know today, just kind of just digging information from them and kind of picking their brains. So, yeah, it's a long list of people. But
So far in your young life,
mm-hmm. I love it.
What do you think so far has been your biggest life achievement?
Good question. Biggest life achievement.
Mm. You know, a good friend of mine asked me that same exact question back in 2018.
Okay. And what's your answer?
I basically told him, and it was Damon John, and I was sitting in his office in New York City, and he said, so Teresa, you know, we had quite the visit, and he said, so tell me what your biggest life achievement is.
Right.
Or has been.
Right.
And it kind of stumped me for a minute because I thought, you know, if I say, oh, it's being a mom,
mm-hmm.
he's going to think, well, she's not a businesswoman.
Okay.
You know, so all she cares about is being a mom, which is a big thing.
Right.
But then I thought, well, if I just talk about business, he's going to think, well, she doesn't give a crap about her kids, you know?
Right. It's hard, right.
So I was like, ooh. Mm-hmm. And then I really thought about it and I said, you know, I don't think a person should ever be defined by having one great life achievement. I think you should be able to be blessed with many. I myself have been blessed with many life achievements and I plan on having many, many more. So I don't think you should ever be backed into a corner and only be allowed to have one great life achievement.
Well, thank you for saying that.
I just answered it for him.
Right? But I mean, like you're saying, it's really hard just to pinpoint. I'm appreciative for like a lot of milestones in my career, milestones in life as far as graduating from college, getting a marketing degree, or just starting businesses that have flourished and done wonders, starting this nonprofit company to just, I mean, helping other people, like just something small is changing someone's life, you know.
Right.
Smallest way is a big
So, yeah. And so, I mean, I look back and I look at all my business achievements, but then I also look at some of these amazing life achievements, you know, like winning bodybuilding shows and going as far as I could go, winning Mrs. Texas and climbing Mount Kilimanjaro, but then owning a health club chain and, you know, selling all that off and becoming a multimillionaire. I mean, like, I think you're just allowed so many dreams to come true in your life that you shouldn't just be down to just one.
I definitely agree.
I was asked a good question the other day too. What do you think is more important? Drive or talent?
Drive or talent. Definitely talent. You know, hard work beats talent any day. your talent didn't work hard enough. So you have to have drive, and I feel like just having that drive or just have your talent raised along the way, you know what I'm saying? Because a lot of people kind of get big-headed or complacent because they're talented or whatnot, but they don't really work as hard or stay busy enough, you know what I'm saying?
Well, and that's what I said. I said, you can be talented, but if you're lazy, that talent doesn't do anything. Right. You're just sitting there wasting it away, you know? Or you can have somebody that has no talent whatsoever, but they are a go-getter. They have so much drive, and they're willing to learn anything. They just, they're like a little guppy in the water, you know, give me more, give me more, give me more, you know?
The universe blesses you, honestly. Like, that's really the key to success, really staying busy, attracting what you want to attract in a positive manner, attracting just whatever you're working on consistently is just going to come back to you tenfold. It's just what we call the law of attraction. It's facts. It's super facts. When you work hard for something, you're going to get blessed. You know what I'm saying? By God, by the universe, whoever you want praise to, it works the same way.
Mm-hmm. Right, right. Yeah. That's my philosophy all the time. I mean, you can lay on the sofa and scroll Instagram all day long.
Right. And that's what you're going to get back, a whole bunch of timeline.
And we've all been there. We've all been there where we just kind of check on something. Next thing you know, an hour has gone by.
Right.
Or you get on TikTok. Right. Whew, that'll suck you in for hours on end, you know.
Right.
But I always try to tell people, you know, you're sitting here liking people that you don't even know.
Right. It's not real. It's not real.
I mean, I would rather take the time to go, if I am on Instagram, and like people's stuff, like you.
Mm-hmm.
People, I want to support you.
Right.
You know, I want to go out there and I want to like your stuff and comment on your stuff because I know you.
Right.
I could care less about commenting on Kourtney Kardashian stuff because, first of all, she don't know me. I don't know her. And she's got 2 million likes and 7,000 comments.
Right.
Do you think for 1 minute she's going to see my stuff?
Right.
No.
Right.
So I would rather spend my time supporting the people that I know on their endeavors and what they're doing and showing them the love.
And that's rare because it's like the total opposite to the majority of people.
It's totally the opposite.
Yeah.
You know, I know people all day long. They don't comment on their little people.
Sure.
They just go after the big accounts like Kim Kardashian. And I'm not coming after the Kardashians, but I'm just saying, they just go after the big stars and want to like and support all their stuff, but yet their friends, they don't even pay attention to. You know,
a lot of people just don't know how valuable the platform is. You know, like people are fans. You know, people idolize certain people, which is cool. You know, you want to kind of go look at the celeb you follow, but somebody just really knew how much that support goes and how much you can just help one of your friends by retweeting or resharing or reposting the story.
Right,
like that's big. You know what I'm saying? So, like you just said, I really appreciate your support. I appreciate everybody who supports my journey. I do the same to you. You know what I'm saying? I definitely will comment on the people that I am in communication with on a daily basis,
right,
on a personal basis, versus just being some kind of fanboy.
Yeah, just being out there, just fanning everything. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, like, and I always say that, you know, that 30 minutes you just spent liking all the celebrity stuff was 30 minutes you're never going to get back.
Mm-hmm.
And you're supporting their dreams because you're, you know, elevating their numbers. But what'd you do for yourself in that 30 minutes, you know?
Right. I mean, when the tables turn, when they start a business, they'll be looking for that same love back. And this is now you understand the power of social media. But
so tell us, you know, what amazing things did you do during the pandemic? Did you just hunker down and stay low? Or did you just, like myself, I wrote a book. It's not published yet. It's sitting there. But, I mean, I wrote a book.
Mm-hmm.
Came out with a skincare line, you know, so like for me during the pandemic, I was just busy. I just didn't slow down one bit. What was it like for you?
Same, turned up, founded the nonprofit company in 2019. So we got our 501c3 tax exemption. So 2020, 2021, we've just been on the ground running our programs. Of course, you know, the nonprofit is called Genius Innovators. Y'all can check it out at geniusinnovators.org or Genius Center on Instagram. But, really giving back. We've been doing like digital classes for kids who were at home. We were kind of just teaching them how to do different life hacks or just kind of keeping them educated because I knew they weren't in school at the time. We were kind of just doing some digital stuff. Before the pandemic, we would go feed the homeless every week. We kind of stayed in the house during the pandemic. So we just kind of turned to social media and just ran our programs via the internet. as you know, doing the George Floyd thing, doing the Be Good. We had a COVID testing drive that I collabed with Procter & Gamble and Be Good. And
yeah.
Credit a dope visual. It was a whole weekend long full of just events and giving back. It was no contact, social distance or whatnot. It was like just a drive-through. We had millions of people come through the city. It felt like, you know, we had the HPD involved.
Right.
So that was real big. That was probably the highlight of the pandemic for me, was to be able to go to these neighborhoods with the Be Good Foundation and just give back. And that was super big, you know. So, I mean, we weren't just talking about it online. We were actually
outside. Right.
Shout out to Cedar Jackson Lee, the mayor of Houston. That was a dope event. That was super dope.
So what can we look forward to? What's G, the director, got planned upcoming soon? Like, anything you can share with us, or is it all hush hush?
For what I can't speak on and what I am speaking on is just the philanthropy work, you know, kind of staying tuned to the programs we have, collabing with Trader Truth and Relief Gang. We have a lot of events going on in the city. We're opening up a boxing gym, so y'all stay in tune for that.
Are you a boxer?
I'm not a boxer. I mean, I used to box when I was a kid, but now I'm in the business of boxing right now. So Four Corners Boxing Gym, Trader Truth is our business partner. The Grandy Twins, there's some young boxers, young phenoms, 13-year-olds, also business partners with their father. And we're going to be bringing a lot of love to just these underserved kids and communities who just need a home and need somewhere to come.
Right.
You know, just get out the streets, you know what I'm saying?
So right.
Boxing gym is going to be big. That's definitely what I'm working on.
Oh, yeah.
And just keeping our programs going. We have four different programs with the nonprofit. So totally focused on that right now. As far as film work, it's some productions along the line. Definitely want to start putting out some of these films and scripts that we've been working on.
So right, right.
Stay on the lookout for that. And maybe we're going to shoot another big budget music video with Teresa's new house.
When we get this remodel done, right?
Right. Like, it was crazy. Atlanta gave me like a blank check. They said, here goes a blank check. Make this happen in 2 days. So, I mean, that was like probably one of the biggest shoots I've done. You know what I'm saying? Just to have a blank check to take care of the production, the models, Teresa, T-Money, you know what I'm saying? Everything was just, it just worked out. So, I mean, yeah, definitely going to work on some cool big budget productions like that in the future. Also.
And now look at this spread. It's like Dallas. Ideas. It's like the show Dallas. You come through that gate and you're like, whoa, right? And we're only 5 weeks in.
Right.
Can you imagine when it's done, right? The driveway will be lined with trees. It's just going to, it's going to be so phenomenal. Yeah.
Beautiful right now.
It's come a long ways from, he was just here 6 weeks ago.
Not even.
Weeks ago.
Yeah.
And it was, we hadn't closed on the house yet.
Right.
And it looks totally different.
Night and day, right. So yeah, I can't wait to see what
So where can everyone find you out there in social media world?
So Instagram, go to Genius Center, GEENIUS Center. That's for the nonprofit. G the Director is my director personal page. I mean, that's pretty much it.
Are you on LinkedIn, Facebook, Snapchat?
Not really promoting that right now.
Okay.
You know.
Twitter?
No, not really.
I stay off Twitter.
I'm not a Twitter person.
That's too much drama on Twitter for me.
Yeah, a lot of going on Twitter.
Yeah.
But I mean, definitely Instagram, Genius Center, G the Director, definitely will love to hear from you guys on there, you know?
Okay. Well, we're going to make sure we put everything in the links below so that everyone can look you up and contact you and whatnot. So we have very much enjoyed this interview today. We just wanted to give you an inside look of one of the most amazing people that lives here in our own backyard, Houston, Texas. Mm-hmm. I feel sometimes we don't do enough interviews with our local celebs here in Houston. So we wanted to start tapping into some of our Houston celebrities. So you're going to see a lot more of that coming down the pipeline. So once again, G, thank you so much for doing this interview. And until next time, bye-bye. Mm-hmm.